Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Tezayin. As we continue here in this chock-full Masechta, now, I've met a number of people who have said that their favorite Masechta is Masechta Sanhedrin. So really, every Masechta has to be our favorite. But there is something about Sanhedrin, maybe many of us learned it when we were younger. There's something unique about all the different aspects and topics that come up throughout Sanhedrin. It's not called Shas Katan, as Masechas Ksubis is, but it surely has many different topics that come up, especially in this first parak, which every four lines or so, we feel that it's a different topic. But either way, here we go, continuing. Tes Vav Amid Beis. We are 10 lines up from the bottom at the two dots. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chulu, said the Gemara that the Mishnah had quoted a couple of opinions relating to judging animals. The Tanakhama said that Sharaniskal is judged with 23, and all these other animals, these wild animals, wolves and lions and bears, they're also Misas and Besam Ishlosha. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, whoever gets up and kills them can kill them. We had a Machlokas last time, whether that means only after they had killed someone, or no, or right away. Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva then comes along and says, Misas and Besam Ishlosha. So it sounds like the Tanakhama, says the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama, isn't he just the same opinion? Ikebeinayu Nachash. No, the Nafkamina, the difference between the opinions is the Nachash. Whether the Nachash is included in this group. Rashi, third, fourth to last skinny line. The Tanakama, Chashavle Bahadi Hanach Uboychav Gimel. The Tanakama thinks the Nachash is part of the group and needs 23. Rabbi Akina Beinach Svir Lei Kavasa. Rabbi Akiva holds like him by the other ones, except by a Nachash. As we know, Nachash Mu'ar La'olam. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama, and therefore a Nachash, you would not have to wait for the 23. The Yad Ramah here discusses how the Gemara knew that from the language of the words of the Mishnah. Feel free to look there. Okay, ain't done it. So the Mishnah also continued and said, Ein Danin Lo Es HaShevet. The Shevet is only judged with a Bezin of 71. This was the switch. This was the third part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had the 3 section, the 23 section, and now the 71 section. So a Shevet is only judged with a Bezin of 71. Rashi already gave us a secret, a information on the Mishnah, back on Dav Beis. If you're a member of the third wide line, Rashi says, what does it mean? Shevet? Rubo shall Shevet. She'avdu avodah zarah b'mezid. So Rashi already clued us into the maskan of the Gemara. 2 points. Number one, that when the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says, you're judging a shevet, what they do wrong, it means that they did avodah zarah. And number two, it says, rubo shel shevet. We discussed then the achronim, that point that it's only rov, because, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Gemiri de Lokala Shifta. Shevet will never be totally decimated. As we know, one of the 6 reasons we're happy on Tu B'Av is because Binyamin was allowed to marry back in after the civil war that occurred at the end of Sefer Shoftim. So it was a happy day because you can't have one Shevet that totally disappears. So that's why Rashi had said Rov. But either way, now we get to the Gemara that is before Rashi. Before Rashi told us the Maskana. Ein Dan V'chulu. Hai Shevet Techata B'mai. What exactly did the Shevet do wrong that the Mishnah says that the Sanhedrin Agadol, this bezin of 71 has to judge the shevet. Ilema shevet shechilu as a Shabbos. Is it that the shevet was machal Shabbos? So then says the Gemara, no. Amar the Pali Rachmana ben Yechidim Lamerubin. When do you ever see a distinction, a difference in halacha between individuals doing an avera and many people doing an avera? L'inyan avodas kochavim, you only have the by avodas zara. We have the concept called an irani dachas, which is discussed at length later in the Masechta and even on Bez Shem today's daf. But b'shar mitzvahs mipalig. So regarding avodas zara, fine, we understand that there's a distinction regarding other mitzvahs. Shabbos, what difference is there if an individual is mechal Shabbos or a rabbim? They should have the same halachas, right? Skila and kares, chatas, se'ela, you're right. The Mishnah must be talking about all of a shevet shehudach, must be about a shevet that did avodah zarah, hudach, for the word nidachas, mesis umediach, right? That the didn't hear nidachas, we know it's related to avodah zarah, that a shevet did avodah zarah, they have to be judged by the bezin of 71. Says the Gemara, Lamemra de Bedina de Rabim Dainin Alei. So is this to tell me that if a Shevet, if a large portion of the Shevet did avodah zarah, then they will be judged like the Rabim, meaning they won't get Skila, like an individual who does avodah zarah, but they will be judged like the Rabim, like a city that does avodah zarah, like in Irani Dachas, they'll get Saif? Come on, Lok Rav Yoshi of Lok Rav Yonasan. But that's not like either of the following opinions of the Tanoim. The Tanya, Ad Kama, was in Irani Dachas, how much is needed in Irani Dachas to be called in Irani Dachas, right? There are so many different rules and regulations about Irani Dachas, that is why, I think we mentioned this already yesterday, that there is an opinion that Irani Dachas never happened. Right, the Gemara again on Daf Ayin Aleph later on had the machlokes about three situations, and one of them was Irani Dachas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer says the Gemara, Irani Dachas lo haisav lo asida lios lo manechtava drosh vekabel schar. That's like Rabbi Eliezer, who says if you have a city that has even one mezuzah in it, it does not become an Irani Dachas. So there's so many different rules. See, here's another rule. Bekambo is Irani Dachas miyud vad kuf div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says only if there are between 10 and 100 people living in the city, that's where it's an Irani Dachas. Because less than 10 is not even a city, and more than 100 is a tzibur, Rashi explains. Right? It's not an ear, it's a tzibur. And therefore there's too much. Right? The specific laws of Irani Dachas only apply from 10 to 100. And that's Rabbi Yoshi's opinion. So that's not Rubo Shel Shevet. Rabbi Yonas on Amar Mikuf Viad Rubo Shel Shevet. Rabbi Yonas said, says from 100 up until Rubo Shel Shevet. Right? Viafilu Rabbi Yonas Alokamar El Rubo of a Kula Lo. And even Rabbi Yonas on says only majority of the Shevet, but not all Shevet, not the whole Shevet. So if it's not the whole Shevet, says the Rabbi Yonas says it wouldn't work. So what exactly is the case in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says Shevet Shehudach, even Rabbi Yonah's son, only says it up until Ro, but not Kulo. So it's interesting, the Gemara is going to give a couple of opinions. The Gemara does not get, the Gemara is going to give three suggestions. The Gemara doesn't say Rove specifically, what Rashi said. So that'd be an example some have mentioned. Sometimes Rashi gives a pshat in the Mishnah, which helps explain, but it might not even be based on the Gemara. It might be the Pshuto Shel HaMishnah, but the Gemara goes off and gives a different pshat. Sometimes Rashi might, this might be an example of that, because it doesn't talk about that exactly in the Gemara. But either way, we're stuck with a question. What's the case of the Mishnah that says a shevet shehudach? If even Rabbi Yonason only says up to rov, but if it's kulo, it's not irani dachas. Therefore, you judge them like individuals who do avodah zara. So, answer number one is, or even before we get there, Rashi said we saw the Rashi here again between 10 and 100. But the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he quotes this halacha in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "Ein Eirat Nasas Irani Dachas." He quotes a couple of the laws, and then he says, "Va'achi Adichu Ruba, v'yu Hamudachin Mimeya Va'ad Ruba Shol Shevet, Avalam Hudach Ruba Shol Shevet, Danino Soki Yechidim." Sheneamar anshe ha'ir lo kfar katan v'lo kfar gadol v'kol pachas v'meya kfar v'ruba shol shevet krak gadol. The Rambam says up until Rov, but if Rov of the Shevet did it, that's too much. And there's a question, the Kesef Mishnah quotes here of the Gersos, but that's the Gersos that he likes and that the Frankel Rambam has. The question is, though, it sounds like from our Gemara that up until Rov is okay. Mikuf ad Rubo, including Rubo, it sounds like ad va'ad bichlal, Rov would be okay to be judged like an Irani Dachas. And the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says up until Rov, but if there is Rov, then it's judged like Yechidim. Says the Lechem Mishnah here. That so, says the Lecha Mishnah, it must be because the Rambam, Misvara, thinks that Rov should go like Kulo, he re-understands the Pashas of the Gemara. Yesh Lomar says the Lecha Mishnah, da hasvara da chakto, devadai sviralon b'chala tara kula, Rubo kakulo. A great example of, you have a Pashas of a Gemara, and a Rishon rereading the Pashas of the Gemara, because he's so convinced of his Svara. So the Lecha Mishnah says that exactly for the Shita of the Rambam. Even though it sounds like, Rov Adva Ad Bechlal, the Rambam reinterprets Adva Lo Ad Bechlal, because of the general principle of Rubo Kekulo. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So what is the answer, the pshat of the Mishnah? So number one, Amar Rav Masna, last line. Hacha b'nasi shevet shachata askinan. We're not talking about a shevet, we're talking about the nasi. The nasi of the shevet sinned, and therefore he is judged with the bezdin of 23. Any of the chayve misas, not dafka avodah zarah. Milo Amar, didn't we learn elsewhere, meaning later on in today's daf, Rav Ada, didn't Milo Amar, Rav Ada bar Ahava, call hadavar hagadol yaviyu elacha, every big thing they'll bring to you, says Yisro to Moshe Rabbeinu. Dvarav shel gadol. Dvarav gadol can mean the dvarav, the things of a gadol. And we'll see that means the Kohen gadol. So hainami gadol hu. So here too, it means the nasi. So pshat number one of the Mishnah is It's referring to the Nasi, nothing to do with the Shevet. Number one. Number two, Ula Amar. Maybe it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Another pshat. Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar, Biba'in al Iske Nachlos, Uktchilasa shel Eretz Yisrael. They're fighting about the Nachla. They're fighting about the portions of Eretz Yisrael. We already know, right? There was one time in Sefer Yoshua where one of the Shvatim thought that they didn't receive a proper portion, and they complained, and Yeshua ben Nun says, you're so many, go into the forest, right? Different pshatim, what that means. But either way, it happened, so maybe there were other times. Right, but Barnabas get Nachlas. There's a machlokas about the Nachla, Utchilasa shel Eretz Yisrael, and we say that just like the beginning split of Eretz Yisrael was done with 71, so too, every time every machlokas about the Chalukah is discussed, so it also has to be with 71. Matchilasa Shimon ve'echad, Afkan Shimon ve'echad. Just like that was with 71, so too this is with 71. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, if you're comparing it, and we discussed this back in Baba Basra, in Yesh Nochlin, imatchilasa, if you're comparing it, so you should go all the way. Umatchilasa kalfi v'urim betumim, v'chol Yisrael, just like the original splitting up in Sefer Yehoshua, when he split it up, there was a Goral, and there was the Urim Betumim, and there was Kol Yisrael there. So to Afkan, Kalfi Urim Betumim v'chol Yisrael. Once you're comparing it, so just don't compare it in one sense, compare it across the board. El v'chaberta kidder of Masna. Okay, Ula says, the Gemara says Ula's suggestion is rejected, and we go back to our Masna. He's talking about the Shevet. Urim Betumim. So how exactly did they work? Did it light up? So we mention often the Shita of the Ramban and the Vilna Gaon's Hosafa on the Ramban. The Ramban and Parshat Tetzaveh discusses how the Urim V'tumim worked. Urim V'tumim, according to the Ramban, according to Rashi, according to Mos, was a Shem Hashem that was inserted inside the folds of the Choshen. And when the Kohen Gadol spoke to the Urim V'tumim, so to speak, the Urim V'tumim lit up to give an answer. V'hamashal, says the Ramban. V'ho'inyan, I'm sorry. Who? Ki hayu shemos kedoshim mikocham ya'iru ha'osios me'avnei ha'choshen el'enei ha'kohen ha'shol b'mishpatam. They asked Hamashal, and that's why we know Chazal tell us that on the Choshen, warrant they needed all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and you don't have all of them in the names of the Shvatim, right? There's no Tess in the names of the Shvatim, right? There's no Tzadi in the names of the Shvatim, I don't think, right? That's why you needed Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shiftei Yeshurun. Also on the Choshen, written above the names of the Shvatim, in order to get all the Aleph Beis letters. V'hamashal, ki kasher shalu miyala lanu al akrani b'tchila lehilachem. So, for example, at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, when they wonder who's going to go fight first, haya hakohen mechavein b'shemos shehem urim v'heiru le'enav osios Yehuda v'yud milevi v'ayin mishimon v'lamid milevi v'hei me'avraham hakosef sham al das raboseinu. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma Dafayin Gimel. O sheheira pamacheres l'negin enav ha'echad mi'yehuda v'nei kasher osios mi'iros aleni ha'kohen adayin lo yada siduran. They lit up, but he didn't know he had a. They were jumbled. They weren't in order. Kimina osios as a shadru mehen Yehuda yale ha'efshar lehalsos mehem. You can make other words. Hoi ha dalia, oh hey al Yehuda, the tevas acheros rabos mod. You can interpret them in many different ways. Aval hayusham shemos hakodesh acherim shenikraim tumim. The urim were the ones that lit up, and then there's the tumim. What's the tumim? That was a special inspiration that the Kohen Gadol was given in order to unscramble them in the proper way. Mikocham yaleva kohen tamim biyedias inyan osios sheheiru leinav kikasher kiven b'shemos urim heiru chozer miyad umechavein b'shemos atumim va'odam osios biyus leinav v'chulu v'zos madrega mi madregas ruach hakodesh. Says the Ramban, he lamata min hanavua ulamala mi baskol shemishtamshim b'bavayisheni. The different levels, right? The Rabbeinu Bachai, Rabban's Talmud, talks about this in Zos HaBracha. We mentioned that in past years. V'yafshar, and then he says, Shachrei Shasan Moshe B'choshen Hashemos HaKadoshim, Hayunodim B'Mesores, V'yanel G'dol L'chachmi Yisrael. Moshe gave over the secrets. Either way, that's how it worked. And that's, based on this, that's Urim V'tumim, and that's how in our Gemara, by the Goral, Aaron HaKohen had to, not Aaron HaKohen, Elazar had to interpret based on the letters that lit up. The Vilna Gaon explains this, uses this Ramban to explain the story in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, where Chana was davening and Eli thought she was drunk because Eli checked out the Urim V'tumim, and instead, really, he interpreted the letters of Kaf and Shin and Resh and Hey as Shikora, she's drunk. because you never saw anybody davening like that, so quietly. And really, it was kishera or kisara. And that's what she says, lo adon. You are not an adon b'davar zeh. You don't have the siyata d'shmaya. You don't have the tumim. And therefore, you're misinterpreting what exactly I am doing. There's a lot more regarding the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we'll mention one other point, because I wanted to mention it a couple of days ago, and I ran out of time, so I'll do it now. And that is, the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael itself was not just a Dinei Mamonos Chalukah. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Yoma. Tosfos in Yoma asks, the Gemara there says, Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim. Gemara says that in a few places. But the Gemara says there, in Yuma, Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim, Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Ask Tosfos, is that true? But we know the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara says that the southeast side of the Mizbeach, most of the south side, most of the east side did not have a Yesod on it. Why? Because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin, and that border would have gone into Shevet Yehuda. The border of Yerushalayim went right, Binyamin Yehuda went right in the middle of the Azara. So he asked Tosfos, Tema. So which is it? The Perakei Zo Makom and Amrina the Kerem is Dromis Mizrachis Lohay Lo Yesod Lefish Lohay Bechelko Shel Toreif V'Yem Kein Laman Darma Lo Neschalka Maishna the Shar Makom Shel Mizbeach Hayel Yesod Mizrachis Dromis Lohay Lo Yesod. Why else would you not Yesod? Right? If you hold that Yerushalayim Lo Neschalka L'Shvatim, that's Tosfos's Kasha. Answer the Achronim. Answers Rav Soloveitchik and others. No. There's two types of Chalukos that took place. There's a Chaluka of Eretz Yisrael in Dini Mamonos. And there's a chalukah of Eretz Yisrael in Isser v'Heter, so to speak. Why else do you have to say this? Just one other makar. And that is the Rambam and the Raavad. Rambam and the Raavad, Hilchas Zechiya u'Matana. The Rambam says in Hilchas Zechiya u'Matana, in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam quotes his Rabbeim. His Rabbeim say, V'rabosai horu, all the mishpatei hatznaim, needing a tznai kafel, you have to say if, and if not, you have to say hein kodem alav, the positive before the negative, all the rules and regulations, you have to double it, right? So all the rules and regulations of tznaim, says the Rambam in the name of his Rabbeim, V'rabosai horu, shein sarach lechpolas hatznai, ulahakdim hein lalav, ela bekidushin, v'gitin bilvad. Only by getting him a kiddushin do you have to have all of these mishpatei hatznaim. Ve'ein l'davar zeh raya. And I don't know of a raya to this. And the Raavad says, I know of a raya to this. Why? Because by dinei mamonos, by other cases, you're going to say, you made a tznai. I say, I'm only buying this from you if it rains tomorrow. And it doesn't rain tomorrow. I'm going to be forced to buy this from you. I made a tznai. So you shouldn't have to double that. But Gittin v'Kiddushin explains the Raavad, people don't mess around and fool around with Gittin v'Kiddushin. So we can assume they're serious, even if the Tznai doesn't kick in. And therefore, if you want it really to be connected to the Tznai, you have to double it, and you have to go through all of these conditions. Okay, that's the Rambam and the Raavad. But the Rambam's there, the Gaonim say that you don't have to be kofel the Tznai, except by Gittin v'Kiddushin. What's the whole source of Mishpatei Atznaim, B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvain? Reuven got a Menashe. That was Dini Mamonos. So if that was the whole source of Mishpatei Hatznaim is Dini Mamonos, how could the Gaonim say, how could the Rambam's Rabbeim say that it only applies by Gittin v'Kiddushin and not by Dini Mamonos? What do you see? It must be that the Chalukas Haaretz, B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvain, that's not just Dini Mamonos. There's something Isser v'Heter there too. There's some Kedusha element too. Meaning, as we just said, based to answer Tosfos and you, Madaf Yud Beis, there's two levels of Chalukah when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. There's the Dini Mamonos, the monetary chalukah, and there's the Isser V'Heter chalukah. In order to give full kedusha to Eretz Yisrael regarding Isser V'Heter, every single portion of land had to be split up to another shevet. Yehuda, Binyamin, every shevet. Regarding Dini Mamonos, then we might say Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim. On the other level, right? The Raavad quoted in the Shinu Kubetzes there in Bava Basra. We mentioned this then as well in what we did, Baba Basra explains the Raavad. Let me just see if I could quote find the Raavad here. And I'll just quote it outside. The Raavad here in Kuf Chaf Aleph in the Shita quotes that the Raavad says that the whole Chalukah Sa'aretz based on the Urim Tumim, that was only in order to split it into each Shevet. But to split it into each family, that was not used. You didn't use the Urim Tumim for that. Because that was already Dini Mamonos. Dini Mamonos, that's the second level. But in order to split it, right, again, that's the another idea where we see that there are two levels of Chalukah. Okay, that is all Suggestion number two. So what does the Mishnah mean that the Shevet is judged? Number one, it's the Nasi. Number two, it's splitting up Eretz Yisrael, which was rejected. Number three, Ravina Amar. Back to the Gemara, 10th line. La'olam b'Shevet Shehudach. We're talking about a Shevet that did Avodah Zarah. Utuk Akasha L'cha. And that which we had a problem. Bedina D'Rabim Dainin Alei. Aye, we had the Kasha earlier. But if it's a whole Shevet, so you should go by the Rabim. Right? I'm saying you shouldn't go by the Rabim. It switches to Saif? In. Says the Gemara, yes. Doesn't switch to Saif. But it's still judged by 71. Avagav to Katzlina b'yachid, even though they get punished as a yachid, meaning they still get skila, b'edina d'rabim d'ainina le, but we still require a bezin of 71. Milo amar Rabbi Chama bar Yossi amar Rabbi Oshia, v'otzeisa isha hu asa isha hahi v'gomer. Don't we have the drasha that you should take out that man? Ish ve'isha ata motzei l'sharecha. You take out an individual to your gates, meaning to the bezin of 23. V'yata motzei kol yir kula l'sharecha. You don't take out a whole city to your sha'arim. That's by a city. Sachanami, so too. Ish ve'isha ata motzei l'sharecha. V'yata motzei kol ha'shevet kulo l'sharecha. You also don't take out a whole shevet to your sha'arim, to the gate of 23, but to 71. Ramosha Feinstein has an interesting chakira where he discusses what exactly is the reason when a Shevet does an Avodah Zarah, what is the defining factor there? Is it the Shevet or is it the Avodah Zarah? B'tam she'shevet she'avad Avodah Zarah nidon b'shevet v'yachad. Ibu machmas chashivus ha'shevet? The Shevet doing something wrong? So then that requires 71. She'chet shal tzibur chomor yoter mi'chet shal yachid. And really, conceptually, so to speak, every Avera that the entire Shevet does should be judged by 71. But it's just that Avodah Zarah is the only one that we do it by. Why? Explains, if you look in the Ramoshan, in the Biuri Hadaf, on page Samaches here, he discusses in the footnotes here. It says, by other chataim, even if you have a lot of people doing it, you might say that it's individuals doing chait. Right? We can't control our taivas, so we violate. Avodah Zarah, it's totally on das. It's totally on influencing each other. It's totally on mesis umediach. It's hashkafis zaros. That binds people together. Just like every nation has their own Avodah Zarah. Elo, the god of the Edom and the god of the Moab and the god, because that binds a nation together. So maybe it's really the Shevet sin, but only Avodah Zarah is considered the Shevet sin. Or do you say no? Or do you say it's a din of Avodah Zarah? And really, a yachid of Avodah Zarah also should get 71. But we're makel, and the Torah is machadish, so you don't need 71, you need 23. But conceptually, even 71, because it's Avodah Zarah mamish. That's a chakira of Rav Moshe. Two dots. So lots of navi sheker. Minani mili. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. Asya hazada hazada mizagin mamre. What's the source that a navi sheker is judged by 71? The Rambam goes through all the laws of navi sheker and Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. So you have Gzeir Shava from Zakin Mamre. Malahalan, just like a Zakin Mamre, one of the rebellious members of the Sanhedrin who rules against his fellow judges, b'shimim ve'echad, is only if he rebels against all other 70. Afkan b'shimim ve'echad. So too here, 71. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, it's not parallel. V'azada ki k'siva bektalu d'k'siva. The hazada, when it says, by a zakin mamre, when it says hazada, that's by the killing of a zakin mamre. And you only need 23 to put a zakin mamre to death. V'ktalu b'shimim, you only need 71 when he argues against them. But in terms of putting him to death, it's 23. So that's not a good parallel. Zereshava elam reish lakish gomar dover dover mehamra aso. Different zereshava. Use dover dover, not hazada hazada. And dover is by his rebellion, and it's by the killing of a navi sheker. V'laheder zakin mamri v'lagamar hazada hazada minave hasheker. So why don't you take the zereshava and go backwards? Take zakin mamri and then learn from a navi sheker that a zakin mamre also needs 71. Davar, davar, gamir, azada, azada, lo gamir. No, you don't learn the second Zereshava. Could be you only learn one and not the others. Right, Rashi here says, what does that mean? Davar, davar, Rashi says it here, Rashi says it in Sukkah Laman Aleph. Hach, Zereshava, the davar, davar, gamir le haitana me rabbe. Aval hach, the hazada, hazada, lo gamir le me rabbe. He only learned Zereshava A from his Rebbe, not Zereshava B. V'kava chomer adam dan me'atzmo. V'in adam dan Zereshava me'atzmo. A person can say a kava chomer by themselves, but not a Zereshava. Ele imkein kibel me'rabo halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Unless he got it going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, dikla me'mar krol, l'mosach risi asa. Because after all, maybe the pasuk is for something else, right? He's alluding to an idea that the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban has a crucial comment where he says, he explains, why can't you say Gzira Shava by yourself? Ein Adam Gzar Gzira Shava Me'atzmo. Why? Because, what's Gzira Shava? Two words and we compare them? Says the Ramban, it's impossible to have a large book like the Torah and have many different words repeated. You have to have many different words repeated. It says the and it says the. Of course you can have repeated words. So when are you going to know whether that's meant to teach us something important or not about the halacha? That's why you need a Rebbe. Because otherwise it would be impossible. Other things, maybe you could judge. Kal v'chomer, maybe even the other ones. Hekish, Binyanav, that's a machlokas there, Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah. But either way, that is the point of Rashi. Ask the Magali Sayam, a beautiful kasha. Ask Magali Sayam, I don't understand. Right? What did Rashi just say? You can't judge a Gzera Shava by yourself because, as the Svar that the Ramban just said, but your friend, that's what his machlokas about Gzera Shava. Your friend has the Gzera Shava from his Rebbe, going back to his Rebbe, to his Rebbe, to his Rebbe, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, after Magali Yisayam. So you didn't learn the Gzera Shava. But if your friend learned the Gzera Shava from his Rebbe, and it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, so why don't you trust him? Why don't you say, oh, okay, I guess that's meant to be a Gzera Shava. Why aren't we Makabalit? Right? We have that once in Shas. Gorem Psachim Samach Vav. Right? Rabbi Akiva Omer, B'nei B'teira, Lo Gamru Gzera Shava, Moado, you bring the Gorem Pesach even B'Shabbos until Hillel came along and taught them. Remember, and Hillel says, I got it from Shmai Bavtalion, and they said, okay, you got it. We're Makabal. We're Makabal. So you see, sometimes it was accepted. So why is it? How can it be a Mokas if one of the opinions of the Tanoim have a Gzera Shava? Why don't the other Tanoim accept it? So he says, maybe it's based on a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi quoted in the Nemuki Yosef in Baba Kama in the beginning of Achovel, where the Yerushalmi says, Kol Milsa, Dolo Mechavra, Maisinan Me'asrin Sagi'in. Anything that's not clear, bring from elsewhere. What does that mean? And he explains, the Mefarshim explained that Yerushalmi. There are two types of Gzera Shavas. There's a Gzera Shavas that's Mechadish Adin, that we wouldn't have known otherwise, or there's a din that we would have known otherwise, we're just not sure of the source. But we have a misora from Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the din. And to back up that din, sometimes we'll make a gzera shava. Kol davar sheyodin bo shekenu ha-emes, avalo nizbar lo smach min ha-kasuv, harishus biad kol echa laduna. V'yava b'yishen adam dam gzera shava, elem ken kibla mirabo, hayna ladun lagamre mechadash, aval hecha de gomir, de ika gzera shava, Yachol Ladun. Suggest the Margalei Sayam, that's why. Because if it's a Gzera Shava, you know, maybe some of the Tanoim said, well, that's type 2 Gzera Shava. So I'm not accepting that from you. Your Rebbe darshan that by himself. That doesn't go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Mamish, if it was a real Gzera Shava, we knew type 1, bona fide, that teaches us a new law, then of course we would each accept it. Okay, Navi Sheker, Navi Emes. There is, on the positive, as we know, there's a mitzvah to listen to a Navi Emes. Not just to not listen and be, to put to death a Navi Sheker. Does the mitzvah listen to a Navi Emes? It's an interesting question. I'll just mention the question now. From the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch discusses why isn't it that every time we do an Aveira, we should violate the Isser of not listening to a Navi? Because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. And therefore, if we do an Aveira, we're not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu, we should violate the Isser of not listening to a Navi. So there are many answers given to that. The most popular one is that there's a difference between Torah's Moshe and Nevuah's Moshe. If Moshe gave us a Nevuah and we didn't listen, then fine. But the Torah was given to Moshe bin Nevuah, but it's not called Nevuah's Moshe. It's Torah's Moshe. And therefore, that does not fall into this rubric. Okay, second wide line. As we see here, Sanhedrin is chock full. V'lo'as ha-Kohen Gadol. Mino animili, Kohen Gadol requires a Bezin of 71. How do we know? Amar Rav Adabar Ava. This is what we quoted up above. Da Amar Kra. Kol HaDavar HaGadol Yaviyu Elecha. All big things will be brought to you. Dvarav Shel Gadol. The events and the actions of the big person, meaning the Kohen Gadol. Meisvei, is that really true? Is that how we darshan it? Davar Gadol, Davar Kasha. Maybe Gadol means difficult topics. Ata Omer Davar Kasha, Enu Elo Davar Shal Gadol. Which one is it? Kshu Omer Sa Davar Kasha, Yivyan Moshe. The previous pasuk says what's difficult, Hari Davar Kasha Amur. So the previous one says Davar Kasha, so this Gadol also must mean Kasha. So therefore, it's a kasha. How do you know? How does Rav Adar Bar Abba know his limud? So Gemara says, "Hudamar ki aitana." He holds like the other opinion that darshins it differently. Titania, davar gadol, dvarib shal gadol. Ata omer dvarib shal gadol, ol enu ela davar hakasha. Is it big? Is it hard? Kshu omer hadavar hakasha, hari davar kasha amur. So once it says davar kasha, so that's taken care of. Difficult. Hanamani makayim davar gadol, dvarav shel gadol. It must be dvarav shel gadol, and that is the point of the pasuk, and that's how you know everything about the Kohen Gadol is judged by 71. If you want to just wonder who wants to look, the Briska Rav in Parshas Yisro, in the little sefer of his Ala Torah, he discusses the difference between Davar Gadol and Davar Kasha. Okay, V'hai Tana, continuing, V'hai Tana, the Tana that says they're both teaches me Kasha, Shrei Korai Lamali. So what do you need two psukim for that? Chavat Tzava, Ba'alma, one is Yisro commanding Moshe what to do, and one is actually implementation that Moshe actually did what Yisro said. Right, one of the early times that we find a son-in-law and a great relationship with his father-in-law. V'idach. What about the second one? Im the other opinion. Im kein liftov. O gadol, gadol. O kasha, kasha. My gadol, my kasha. If it means the same thing, why don't you use the same word? What is gadol and kasha? Shma mina tarti. It must mean to teach me two different things. Right, the gadlus of Yisro. We mentioned the great Musar thought in the past, right? Rashi quotes at the beginning of Yisro that why was he named Yisro? Because mishum sheyiter parsha achas shebatorah. Right, there was an extra parsha added into the Torah based on his name, and that's where Yisro comes from. But if you look at that Rashi, the first pasuk in Yisro, yeter al shem sheyiter parsha achas batorah viata techezeh. Rashi quotes pasuk chaf aleph. The question is, Yisro starts talking before pasuk chaf aleph. Yisro starts talking way before. Right, he says, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Naval Tibol, Gam Ata, Gam Amazesh Rimach, Kaved Mimcha Davar, Lo Tucha Lasol Vadecha, Shmami. Right, so he started talking way before. Why does Rashi quote an extra parsha in the Torah, Ve'ata Techse? Explain the Bali Musar. Anybody could sit in the back and complain. Anybody could tell us what's wrong. Anybody could criticize. But to take that criticism and then go one step further and give a good idea and explain how to fix it and be part of the solution and not just point out the problem, that takes a Yisro. Yisro was Yiter Parsha Acha Shebatura V'Ata Techse. Because life's not just about complaining. So many times in life we have situations at work, in shul, in on school boards, wherever it is. Complain, complain. Okay, so let's come up with a problem. Let's come up with a solution. Yisro came up with a solution. Yisro didn't just say Naval Tibol, but Viata Techse. This is what you should do, and that's why he gets the Parsha Achas Shebator. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Boy Reva Yelazor, Shoro Shal Kohen Gadol Bakama. The ox of the Kohen Gadol, how many judges is it needed to, is it need, do we need? Lamisas Bailam, Didei Medamina Le, do we compare it to its owner? And therefore, it would require 71. Odimolami says, "Bailam da alma medamin lay," or just general human owners of oxen. Amar Abaya, the question is unanswered, but Abaya does learn something implicitly from the question. Midakami boy le shoro. If the only question is that is ox, michal de mamona pshitale. It must be that his property obviously is only three. Pshita, why is that so obvious? Or isn't that obvious? I'm sorry. Because of kol adavar agadol, kol adavar shal gadol. You might have thought all the things of the Kohen Gadol, meaning even monetary law. Kamash v'lan, no. Kamash, we don't say that. His money is three. His ox is unclear, and himself is 71. Good. Ein motzien chulu. We don't go out to a milchama, milchemes reshus, except al pi bezdin shel shivim ve'echad. That is what the Mishnah said. Again, going back, milchemes reshus, we discussed then back on the base, Rashi, the Rambam, Amalek, right, other wars, we discussed that then. So how do you know what's the source that you don't go out to certain wars unless the Sanhedrin is there? Minani mili amar biavo de amar kra. V'lefnei Elazar HaKohen ya'amod, stand in front of Elazar HaKohen, who v'zeh melech, right? Who is referring to the melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was the melech. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ito, zeh mashuach v'chama. The appointed pep talk Kohen who talked to Am Yisrael before they went to war. V'chol ha'eda, zeh Sanhedrin. And that's the Sanhedrin. So you say, Zeh Eda refers to the Sanhedrin. And therefore you know, you have to ask the Sanhedrin before. V'domala Sanhedrin utakamalu rachmanadil shalib urmetumim. Maybe the Sanhedrin was just there to ask the urmetumim. but not that you need their permission. You need their permission. They're just there to ask. Right? If you look in Rashi, it's interesting, Rashi in Brachas Dav Gimel, where this Gemara comes up, that they went to ask the Sanhedrin in order to daven for them to go to war. Lehispala Aleim, one of the earliest sources that we have of going somewhere to other people, going to the Rebbe to daven for you. They went to the Sanhedrin to daven. Right? We have Kalev goes to Kever Avos, right, on the when he went with the Meraglim. But here we have the Rashi, you go to the Sanhedrin to daven. So Ella, though, a different source. A different source that teaches us the Sanhedrin gives us Rishus. There was a harp that was hanging above the bed of David HaMelech. It doesn't say that he was sleeping even before Chatzos. You know, we'll get to that. Once Chatzos came, Ruach Tzvonis Menasheves Bo, V'yemenagin Me'elah. Once the wind started blowing, it started playing, the harp started playing, unbelievable. Unbelievable nace, right? Wind going through a harp usually doesn't start playing music. But here it did. Miyad Ayah David Omeid. He wasn't sleeping too much either. We'll see. David Omeid Va'osik Batorah. Ach Alam HaShachar. He got up and he was Osik Batorah until morning. The Taz discusses this in Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch about waking up in the morning. When do we wake up? Ma'orah HaShachar. Kimach Alam HaShachar. Once Amud HaShachar came, Nichnesu Chachme Yisrael Etzlo. All of the rabbis came to David HaMelech Amrulo. Adoneinu HaMelech Am Chayisot Shichan LaParnasa. David, we need parnasa. Amar then he says, "Sluchu bisparnasu zemiseh." Go figure it out. Go give each other. Be misparnis from each other. Amrulo, ein akometz maspias ari, ein abar mispalim michul yaso. A little bit's not going to satiate the lion. When you dig a pit and you try to put the dirt back in, there's always something missing. It never is flat. So meaning there's not enough. Amar then David says, "Sluchu pishtu yetchechem migdud." Okay, there are all these people who are trying to attack us from the outside. Fight them and get their spoils, and then you'll get money. Miyad, and that's what we'll have to say here, but let's just finish the thought. Yoatzin b'Achitofel, they went to ask the advice of Achitofel. Obviously, this is before Achitofel went over to Avshalom and before he committed suicide when his advice was not listened to. Yoatzin b'Achitofel, bin Nimlachin, b'Sanhedrin. There's the Raya. They asked the Sanhedrin. V'sho'alin b'Urmetumim, and they asked Urmetumim. Amrav Yosef Maikra, what's the pasuk that they did all of these things? The Acharei Achitofel bin Ayahu ben Yehoyada ve'ev Yatar v'sar tzavala melech Yoav. That's the pasuk. Achitofel ze Yoetz v'cheinu Omer v'ataz Achitofel asher Yoatz v'gomer. He was the advisor. Ubn Ayahu ben Yehoyada zu Sanhedrin. Ev Yatar elu urmetumim v'cheinu Omer ubn Ayahu ben Yehoyada ala kresi v'ala plesi. V'lama nikrashman kresi u'plesi. Why was the urmetumim also called the kresi u'plesi? We already saw this from the Ramban. Kresi. It cuts their words, the letters according to Rabbanah light up, it's clear. The acts are wondrous. And after all of this, you have to ask the Sanhedrin and the Melech, then it goes to the Sar Tzava, it goes to the officer, and then they go to war. Finishing up, Amar Rav Yisla, Breder of Adav, Amri Lo, Amar Rav Yisla, Bar of Adimi, Micra, what's the pasuk that all this took place? Ura, Kvodi, wake up! My honor, Ura Hanevel V'chinar, Aira Shachar. I will awaken the morning. Okay, a lot to say here. Let's just mention a few of the points. How could David HaMelech be Osik in this before he had them come in, before he davened? Before he davened, he was Osik in Sarchi Tzibur. He was Osik. I mean, he knew if they came in every day. And why they come in every day? So 2 points. We mentioned in a parsha shir just a couple of weeks ago from the Rav Naiman and the Darkei Musar. It says, you know what you learned from this? David was Osik Batorah, and then they came to ask him this. It shows that every part of our lives, Torah has something to say. Torah has something to say. David was Osik Batorah, and then he's about to give political advice. Of course, David has to realize what the political realities are. And Avgadol HaDor can't paskin, or Shlomo Zalman didn't paskin about electricity until he understood the intricacies of the electricity. Right, and we can't, a Rav can't paskin about a certain biological reality in Hilchas Nida unless he knows what the reality and what the Messias is. So the Darkei Musar says, but there's something about everything has a source in the Torah, and that's what we have to ask those that we respect in Torah in order to get advice. And that's what he says. HaTorah makifes kol chayei ha'adam hadatiyim ha'chevratiyim v'afchayim ha'mischariyim v'kalkaliyim. The Torah has something to say about everything. And therefore, Dafka, they went to David after he was Osik Batorah. That's his point. But what about the other point? Going before davening, says the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yutas Simin Memvav. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, you know, how did he go beforehand? Maybe it was Dafka. He went beforehand because he wanted to be in a state where he realized, let me just find this this point in the Tzitz Eliezer. Says the Tzitz Eliezer. He quotes a Pirish Kadmon on the Gemara. Alkein Pirish a Kadmon Hanal to be miskavi nog David Melach because v'huzeh v'pnei liros v'lilmod ba'ofan muchashi eich shetzrichim la'amod b'yiras kavod b'tfila l'pnei Melach Malach Emlach Hamagadosh Baruch Hu. David and Dafka wanted them to come because they came with trepidation, with honor. How they treated David? David used that to know how to treat a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein sider shelefneichein yikantu chachmi Yisrael lefanav bimivuk Hashem v'efshar lahavin be'eza dechilu rechimu v'kriya v'ishtachava nichnusu chachmi Yisrael etzlo kedas hanichnasim lamo lefnei HaMelech. How they must have come into David. U'mizeh lamad eifo divrei akol ba'ofan muchashi. David HaMelech, I'm sorry. Ba'ofan muchashi v'lilmo b'gzeir shava v'kal v'chomer. Eich shetzarek far hu lamod la'acher mikan begishto lamod betfilo tachnunim lefnei melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu bidiyuk u bidiktuk hakasu v'nifzakein b'sif alef shal Shulchan Aruch. Right, Shulchan Aruch says you can't do anything before davening except letzorech hatfila. This was letzorech hatfila for David HaMelech. This got him in the mood to know exactly how to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefila. So that is the Darkei Musar, and that was the Tzitz Eliezer. One other Tzitz Eliezer we mentioned before about why the need to go to the Sun relates to the Darkei Musar that we just mentioned, actually. In Yud Tes Mem Vav, the other one I read the wrong one. This one was in Chaf Beis Ayin Vav. That was the first one. The second one here is in Yud Tes Mem Vav. Why did they have to go to the Sanhedrin to get the Sanhedrin's gushpanka in order to go to war? Says it says Eliezer, because like the Darkei Musar says, Sod Hashem Li Rehav. You know, ultimately we have to get the bracha from our leaders. Ultimately we have to get the bracha, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, and therefore as much as we can involve the Sanhedrin, we involve the Sanhedrin, but obviously I say on the other side, they have to be experts in the military issues in order to be able to give the proper advice. Also just related to this is the Ksava Kabbalah that has come up in the past, and the Ksava Kabbalah has a different shot of what we mentioned before. The Rashi and the Rambam, we just spoke again about the Kreisi Uplasi and the Urim Etumim. We assume that it's the cloth of the Shem Hashem that's put in between the folds of the Choshen. The Ksava Kabbalah points out that the Rambam never mentions that. The Rambam never mentions a separate beged, a separate part of a beged that's called Urim Etumim. So that's why the Ksava Kabbalah assumes that according to the Rambam, the Urim Etumim are the stones of the Choshen. There isn't anything separate. And he quotes Rayas to that. There in Parshat Tetzaveh, where he discusses this Ramban on the same pasuk that the Ramban is. We're not going to read it again, but that's the Ksava Kabbalah we should be aware of. Nowhere in Mishneh Torah does the Rambam also describe putting the Urim V'Tumim inside the Choshen. And obviously the Torah doesn't say it. The Torah doesn't say it to do that. The Torah describes the Epigadim and does not mention anything about the Urim V'Tumim as a separate beged. Interesting. Ve'imos even alayir. Viter, we don't add on to the city. We know the city of Yerushalayim has special kedusha, has special halachas. We mentioned back on that base that Rav Tukachinsky writes in the Chelek Gimel of his set of Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, 25 halachas that are tali on the city of Yerushalayim. So Minan Emili, how do we know that to add on to the city, you need the Bezin of 71, Amar Avasimi Barchiya Amar Kra, Kechol Asher Ani Mar'e Oscha, Eis Tavnis HaMishkan, Eis Tavnis Kol Kelav. Just like I show you, v'chein tasu, so too you shall do, l'doras habayim, for future generations. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, he was b'makam 71, so too forevermore, doing anything regarding Kedusha and expansion of Kedusha, it has to be in front of the Bezin of 71, like Moshe was. And we mentioned already 2 days ago, was Moshe part of the 71 or a part? And he was 71, right? Different roles that he plays. Masiv Rava, 1 second, is this true? They always eat 71. Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, Mishi Chasan Mikadshan, the anointing oil, the Shemen HaMishcha that he sprinkled on them, that was Mikadish then. Mikan Ve'elach Avodasan Mechan Chasan. And after that, after that generation, the avoda, just using them, using the kelim is machanech them for kedusha. So v'yamai, says the Gemara, why is that enough? Name of v'chein tasu doras abayim. Why don't you say the same thing that applied first generation applies later? V'chein tasu. Shiny hasam to amar krav v'yim shachem v'yikadesh osam. The pasuk says them osam osam b'mishicha v'lo ladoras b'mishicha. Exclusionary word. Says the Gemara, V'yema osam b'mishicha uladoros ibimishicha ibavoda. Maybe the exclusionary word is only that you don't need both, but it could be either or. Amar papa. No, different pasuk. Amar krashe yisharsu bam bakodesh. Sharsu is future tense. Lashon asis. They will be used. And akas of talon b'shirut. It's totally on usage. That's avodasan mechanchasam. Ella osam lam. At least, so what do you need the word osam to exclude? So what does that exclude? Ilav osam. Them hav amina ladoras b'mashicha uba avoda. I might have thought that you need both. Daksiv v'chein tasu. Kaz rachman osam. Osam b'mashicha ladoras b'mashicha. Period. Interesting to take a step back and think about. We've had all the different suggestions over the past 10 lines. Whether you might need both, or just Mashicha, which is the Maskana, or just Shimush, right? And what do each of these do? How do each of these, how are each of these Mekadesh, the item? Is Mashicha and Sheirus two different ways of achieving the same result? Are they the same way to achieve the same result? Why would you need both? Why would you have either or? That's an interesting Lumdis Iyun discussion to look at, but not for now. Continuing, says the Gemara, Ve'in osin Sanhedrios v'cholo. You don't make Sanhedrios, right? The Sanhedrin of 23 is only made by the Sanhedrin of 71. The Sanhedrin for a Shevet, the Sanhedrin for a city. We'll see. The Sanhedrin of 23 is only made for the Sanhedrin by the Sanhedrin of 71. How do you know? Minolan kedashchan v'Moshe du'uki Sanhedrios umokim makam shivim ve'achad koi. Moshe Rabbeinu made the Sanhedrins, and he was makam 71. Rav Soloveitchik, interesting. I saw in the Shiur Harav wonders the Gemara doesn't talk about. So how many do you need to appoint the Bezin of 71? Right, you don't have them. They're there. But the first one Moshe Rabbeinu did. 3 has to be appointed, 23 is appointed, 71? How exactly does that work? So he discusses how the Minoy gives the status of the Gavra by the Bezin of 23. But by the Sanhedrin, it's just when you take your place, you become part of the Chepsa of Sanhedrin. Sheish la'ayin, heich memanin chavri Bezin agad agufa. V'nira da'afak pi de'havi Minoy be'etzem agavra lios chaver b'sanhedrin mikol makom mo be'ino lazem Minoy miyuchad. You just sit there, as the Gemara describes elsewhere, when somebody dies, somebody sitting in front moves up, they play musical chairs, everybody moves up a chair, and chal aleihem din sanhedrin memela. They become the Sanhedrin. So there's a difference in the way that there's Minoy for the Sanhedrin agada. Good. First wide line. Tanu Rabbanan. What's we're talking about? There's different Sanhedrins. Let's remember for a second the first pasuk in Shoftim. Shoftim b'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sharecha. There's a word sharecha, your gates. And it also says, asher Hashem alakecha notzin lecha lishvatecha. So the word in that pasuk has sharecha, lecha, and lishvatecha. Three words. So that's what the Gemara is going to use, all those three words. Minayin, Ramidim, Shoftim, Liyisrael. How do we know that we have to appoint Shoftim for the Jewish people? How do we know we need court system? Tamalomar, Shoftim, Titain. Shotrim, Liyisrael, Minayin. How do we know we have to have the enforcers of those courts? Tamalomar, Shotrim, Titain. Shoftim, Lekol, Shevet, Veshevet, Minayin. Tamalomar, Shoftim, Lishvatecha. Every Shevet. Shotrim, Lekol, Shevet, Veshevet, Minayin. Tamalomar, Shotrim, Lishvatecha. Fine. Shoftim, Lekol, Ir, Va'ir, Minayin. How do you know for each city? Tamalomar shoftim lisharecha. Shar means a gate. Shotrim l'chalir v'irminayin. Tamalomar shotrim lisharecha. There is a discussion in Tosfos here and in the Ramban in the beginning of Shoftim. How exactly do you categorize and fit in all of these batei dinim? Because if you have one for every city, do you really need one? Do you need a supreme court for every shevet? And if you have one for every Shevet, so are there, maybe one city could have two different Shvatim in them. So maybe that's what it's talking about, suggests the Ramban. But they discuss, the Ramban, Tosfos here, discuss how exactly all of these halachas fit together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Memuna Al Kulan, Shnei Ratitein Lecha, the Bezin of, there's one Bezin of 23 that might be over the other Batei Dinim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer L'Shvatecha V'Shavtu, Mitzvah B'Shevet L'Dunet Shivto. It's a mitzvah for every shevet to judge its own shevet. And that's regarding the besin of the shevet, as we just mentioned, that the Ramban discusses. The Shram Tzion of Halacha here discusses, why would each shevet need their own besin? You know, we're just relying. Every city has their own besin. What do you need every shevet for? So he says, Nirali, first he quotes Rashi, right? Rashi says, Lishvatecha, v'lo yelchu b'nei shevet zeh, lebezin shel shevet acher. Why is that? Explains the Sha'ar Mitzyana Bahalacha. V'nirali, de'efshar da'atam lazeh de'mistama, kol shevet yeshlo teva acheres. Every shevet has its own rules, its own things that make it tick. Utzchunoseyem mishunos zeh mizeh. And they have different tchunos. Because the Gemara in Erevin, b'nei Galil, b'nei Yehuda, and also b'chema tzina lahavdil, b'umos ha'olam. Kol medina u'medina yesh la shem v'teva v'hiluch machshava acheres. So bezin shall also shevet yecholim lachkar imiyo emes v'imiyo sheker v'kivan shemivinim tchunasam v'tivan. Unlike, you know, if somebody's from, you know, somewhere from somewhere else, you don't recognize, you're not familiar with the mitzias of the realities of this city, of this shevet, so then, you know, it'd be more difficult. Right? A melahav, I mean, similar, right? You try to, an Ashkenazi rabbi, you know, goes to be Masada Kedushin at a Sephardi wedding. He doesn't know half the menagim that goes on, or vice versa. He's gonna try, it's not shayach. How can he be in charge and be involved in the halachas? You have to be familiar with what is in front of you. Good. Okay, irani dachas. We discussed also Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, remember, the discussion of why don't we make a bracha on Minui Shoftim. Or we discussed then, why don't the Dayana make a bracha before they judge? There's another question, the Chashuge Chemed here discusses, why doesn't the city make a bracha when they appoint Dayanim? Because that's also a mitzvah. Okay. Veinos in Irani Dachas. You cannot make an Irani Dachas except with 71. Minu Animili. Amar Rav Chi Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Oshiyat, Amar Krav, Otsizos Isha Hu, Os Isha Hi, Hahi. You take individuals out to your gate of 23, but the whole city, you don't. You take them out to 71. Period. You can't make an irani dachas on the border. My taima mikir becha amarachmana v'lo manasfar. Only from within. V'lo shalosh. You can't make three. So what did that mean? You can't make three. Dichsev achas. Aval osin achas oshtayim. You can't make three because it says one, but you can make one or two. Dichsev arecha, your cities. That's plural. So Tana Rabbanan, achas, achas v'lo shalosh, one and not three. Ata omer achas v'lo shalosh, oinu ela achas v'lo shtayim. Maybe two is excluded. Shomer arecha, harishtayim amur. Two must be included. Hamani mekayim achas, achas v'lo shalosh. Period. Zinan amarav bebezin echad hu de'ein osin. Sometimes Rav said one bezin cannot make more than two, but a few bate dinim can. Vizinra amarav, and other times Rav said a few bishnayim v'shlosha bate dinim la'olam ein osin. No, you never make more than that. My time adara mishim karcha. You don't want there to be bald spots in Eretz Yisrael with so many irani dachas all over the place. That's why you can't, even many bati dinim cannot do more than two. Amar Eish Lakash, Loshon El B'makam Echad. Maybe this is only one place, you can't make a few. Avo B'shtayim V'shloshim Mekam Was Osim. But if it's very spread out, that's not a problem of karcha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no it is, Ein Osim Mishim Karcha. Even in many different places. And Tani Kavase to Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Osim Shalosh Ayaros Minudachos, the Eretz Yisrael. You can't make three. Meaning even in two different places, you can only make two. Usmucha l'sfar, and next to the border, afilu achas ein osin. Even one you can't make. My taima shema yishmu nachrim v'yachribu as Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the goyim will hear about it. The border city, nobody's there is desolate, and they'll come and destroy Eretz Yisrael. Right, so therefore you can't make them any on the border. V'tevekle, why do we need that reason for it? Didn't we have a pasuk mikir b'cham rachman of loman asfar? We had a pasuk that you can't put it on the border. Rabbi Shimon need the darish time at the krah. Maybe we need the pasuk. The pasuk just means for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, the reason is like Rabbi Shimon Shita, who darshins reasons for psukim, and that's why we quoted that pasuk. 2 points. The Rambam, for some reason, quotes this reason, even though he doesn't pass it like Rabbi Shimon. The Kesemisha says, because it doesn't make a difference. The Rambam quotes, you don't make it on the Sfar, Shalom Yahachrib as Eretz Yisrael, and the Kasabisha says, but that's Reb Shimon, and that's Rambam does not pass like Reb Shimon. But it does no nafkaminas, therefore he says it is okay. Also, this is part of Reb Shimon's larger view that he always goes to the pnimius. We'll have to get back to this in the second parak when we talk about Darshin and Time and Takra. He goes to the pnimius of actions. That's what he does by Malach Hashem and Svich Lagufa and Darshin and Miskavein and Darshin and Time and Takra. Reb Shimon is always the one that looks at the internal workings of the action and not just what is on the surface. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem will pick up next time with the last daf in the first parak.